Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. Totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. We got the video going. We're out here at the golf course today.
We have a new backdrop.
We're at the golf course.
What? Stop saying it. We have a new backdrop.
I put it up.
Rich loves it. Where'd you get it?
I ordered it on eBay.
Well, there it is.
This is my new backdrop.
It's our house right here.
It's got to be a little... I got to tighten it up a little, the top of it. But what am I going to do? You know what I mean? What am I going to do about it? So welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, the number one podcast in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Can I bring up how unaware Bonnie is or how much she just
does? Ooh, very excited today to have something against me. Go ahead.
To let you know how much she's unaware or... plainly doesn't care about me, or just doesn't even see me. Just a complete non-entity walking by her.
What is it? Can you just say it, please?
It's been 4 days or 5 days since I shaved my beard, and she hasn't said one thing. Oh, you shaved your beard.
You still have a beard.
Oh, no, I don't. This is a goatee. I shaved my whole beard.
Well, before it was just like...
No, it was a beard. And it was... And don't make excuses, because if you shaved half your head, I would go, what happened to the hair on half your head? I shaved half my face.
Looks nice.
No. But, like, I don't get it.
I'm saying it looks nice.
Yeah, because I... It's not the fact whether it looks good or bad. It's the fact that you don't even see me. You're in such your own world. Mm. You know, you say I'm a narcissist, but it's all, you know, you're so self.
I've never said you're a narcissist.
You say it all the time.
Maybe I have.
Okay. The fact that, you know, whatever, I make a major change in my life.
Oh, here we go. What? Why do you do this every time?
What? Take out my gum?
And put in new gum right when we start. I don't understand it.
So it'll last a whole...
It doesn't last more than half an hour?
What? The other gum? No, I was running out of flavor in the other
gum. No, but why wouldn't you do it before the podcast started?
Because I got a million things trying to get together. I had to go... I had to paint the backdrop. I had to, you know, do that painting, which I think came out pretty good since I've taken up painting.
It's like not a funny bit.
It's not a funny bit?
Oh, get in there. Get into the mic. Come on. Let him hear it.
Sorry. Go ahead. You can talk.
No.
No?
I mean, it's just, it's so infuriating. I don't even know, like, when you do things just constantly over and over, the same, no matter how much somebody said, hey, don't do that. Don't, please, can you not do that? And then...
You don't say don't do it. You just say it's dumb for doing it. You don't say don't do it. You say...
Well, it's inferred. It's inferred that you shouldn't do it. And then you just keep doing it. You're one of those people that, like, does the same thing the same way every single time and wonders why it's not, things are still, your life is exactly as it always is. It's like, I always have anxiety. Oh, you're always doing the exact same things. I can never sleep. Well, you're always doing the same things every night. You stay up late. You drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
He makes coffee at like 7:30, and then I'll say, why are you making coffee at 7:30? Oh, big deal. It's not going to make a difference. And then the next day, I did not sleep. I'm just saying, yes, I talked about it because it's been talked about. Everything we've ever done, now we're just reliving the same shit over and over again. Now we're just...
It's Groundhog's Day?
We're on a loop, man.
We're on a loop?
Yeah. Yeah. It's also the new movie is Palm Springs. That is the time loop movie.
What movie?
It's called Palm Springs.
What movie are you talking about?
It's called Palm Springs.
What about it?
It's a time loop movie. It's a new one. It's an updated.
Oh, like a Groundhog's Day?
A reference, yes.
And it's called Palm Springs?
Mm-hmm.
What's it on?
And Andy Samberg.
It's on Andy Samberg?
No, he stars and it's on Hulu, I think.
Andy Samberg is like that guy. That comic guy, right? Wasn't he on something else? Like SNL? No. What was he on?
Where do we know him from?
I'm just saying, what do you know?
Well, he was on SNL, obviously, for a very long time.
Okay.
And then he was on Reno
99.
Yeah.
911. Was it 911?
Are you right? You sounded like you were right. Are you right?
I don't know. Was it Reno?
No, it's fascinating to me that you are never right, yet here you go.
Yeah, it's Reno 911.
Great. Good. Everybody, somebody needs to change the Wikipedia page. Like, somebody has to go and change the
shit. You think it's Reno 99? Oh, boy. You're going to hear an apology very quickly from Bonnie, believe me, when she sees Reno 911.
Reno 911 is a different show. Okay, no. That's the show you're talking about.
Yes.
I say Brooklyn 99.
Okay.
So. I said Brooklyn.
No, you didn't.
I did too. I started. Then you said Reno, and then
no,
I got
you
mixed
never
up.
Said Brooklyn. Rewind. You said Reno. Yeah, he was on the show Reno 99, and I knew
Brooklyn 99.
Yeah. So who's right and who's wrong?
I said Brooklyn 99 the very first time. No, then you said Reno 911.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sorry. It's the truth.
No, it
is. Now you know what I realize? It is fun just being in denial that you're wrong, which is what you do all the time.
Oh, how do you turn everything to me?
It is. It feels good.
You have not answered the beard thing yet. You've turned everything around on me. How could you possibly do it? Why are you not a politician?
I'm not smart. And my husband is problematic.
Why are you not?
I'm Canadian. There's a lot of reasons.
It's amazing how you could just turn everything around.
My sister's going to be in the Canadian Senate.
If she wins.
Well, I think so. That's happening.
What do you mean you think it's happening? We have to vote. Doesn't
happen. I don't think it's voting in Canada. It's like you're appointed or something. It's different.
It's amazing.
But we had to get,
vetted.
Vetted.
Yeah. Would you have known that word unless I said it?
I would have come up with it, I think.
Vetted?
Oh, wait. Let me get my new What Would Rich Voss Do? Yes. I would have known it. I knew it.
Hey,
I'm going to do it. It is good. It feels good. You know what? I've been fighting this the whole time. You know, if you don't know something, say you don't know it. If you're wrong, apologize. This is better. It feels better to just fucking power through.
Powerful.
I told you your beard looked good. I said, hey, did you...
Oh,
did
that's
you,
right. That's not true.
I said, did you shave your beard? It looks good. I said it 4 days ago.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're right. See?
Amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
What a great technique. You're right. You've been living the right way, and I've been living the right way also, because that's what I do.
What do you do? Is there a shadow in our thing?
It's from this light.
Oh, it's from the shelf.
Oh, maybe it's from the shelf.
Well, turn the light. Let's see.
No, I don't want to turn the light off.
Why do you even have the light? We don't need the light.
I like it. If it's comforting.
All right.
We do need it. It is necessary.
You don't need the light.
You don't need the light.
Really? That's your comeback? That's your comeback?
It's a great comeback. It's one of the best comebacks that's ever been comeback.
That's your professional, is to just mimic and say...
Mimicking is one of the the best ways to fuck with someone. Mm. You know, mimicking someone's laugh is actually psychologically damaging.
And where did you hear this?
I wrote it. I did a thesis on it in college when I went to Harvard.
I don't think you even went to college. How long did you go to college? You got a college diploma? No.
Did you get a college diploma? Well, you can tell somebody here didn't go to college.
What? You get a diploma from college? You get a diploma from college. My daughter graduated, both of them, from college, and they got diplomas. All right, so what are you saying?
Here we go. See, this is this technique in action. I feel like we're giving a TED Talk now. He felt like he might be wrong. So what did he do? He went full force into that he's right. That's what we're going to do from now on, everybody. You don't ever admit you're wrong. Never.
Yeah, what are you fucking talking about? You're the one who was wrong.
I'm never wrong.
I said, my daughter, you said you don't. I said, do you have a diploma from college? And you go, oh, someone that didn't go. Well, of course you get a diploma. So again, you diverted the main question and you're just a diversion queen.
Thank you.
Really? That's how you're going to do this whole podcast? To get on my fucking nerves?
Is it annoying to you?
You're annoying to me. Not it. You.
Well,
you.
People who are smarter than you are sometimes annoying.
You're not smarter than me by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, how do you stretch your imagination?
People are listening to this.
This is how you sound. It's not all how the time.
No, it's how you sound.
Yes, it
good.
Is.
Find
you
somebody.
Taught me. Thank you. Actually, I taught you.
You're giving me the worst headache.
It's actually difficult to always be right, but if you focus, if you think about it, if you stay in the moment, you can do it.
Oh. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Why are you saying it like that?
Because I always have to bring
you
up this.
You sound unhinged.
I'm not. Look how calm I look. Look at me.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
How come?
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Oh, Dale, again, that's your ad-libbing?
Thank you.
Whatever. Just go ahead. Bring up a topic. I always do. It's always, I have to bring up the topics. I have to, steer the spaceship or the ship. I mean, whatever the fuck. Go. I put up the backdrop. I turn on the computer. I get it all started. Go ahead. Go.
Well, our dog is got PTSD, traumatized by our new cat. Bug is slightly bigger than Allie. Bug is the cat. And he jumps on Allie constantly. Bites at her neck.
Doesn't really bite. Doesn't
and, yeah, no, I see him. And he's not doing it to be mean. He's trying to play. But Allie has no concept of doing kind of play. And
she doesn't know any play. Who's that?
I don't know, Aaron Putnam.
Oh, he's the guy that books those rooms in Chicago.
Oh. Anyway, Allie won't play. And so you have to keep tearing Bug off Allie, and then Allie goes and hides under the bed.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Get rid of the bed.
I got a water bottle full of water and I squirt Bug with it. But Raina says that's cruel not to do it. But it's cruel to have Allie be traumatized by Bug. Nothing on that.
I don't know. I do care, but I feel bad.
Allie's like walks around scared to walk across the room because Bug's going to come out of nowhere and start swatting at her.
Well, Allie's got to stand up for herself.
Yes, but
she's
how do you
dog.
Teach a dog to do that?
I don't know.
I can't teach her. I can't just be like.
I taught you how to stand up for yourself, right?
I have no concept what that statement even means.
Well, I mean, you were, whatever, I don't want to get into the past, but you're more aggressive and more, sure of yourself since you met me. That's the truth. There's good qualities.
I was pretty sure of myself before I met you. I probably became less sure of myself after I met you. And Because I did think I was a very good comedian before I met you. Then afterwards, I felt less good having to open for you all the time.
Well, but look,
your audience.
No.
There was a lot of things that made me feel very unsure. Well, so, yeah, so that's not a true statement.
It is kind of a true statement because...
How did you give me confidence?
You watch my confidence and you go...
I don't see yours as confidence. I see it as hubris.
On stage, I'm not confident on stage.
When you get up there, you are.
But you spend a lot
of time beforehand being completely unraveled.
I'm not unraveled. Oh, and my bruise? Is that what you said last week?
You're an emotional walking bruise.
You know, you were working those easy, nice, sweet L.A. rooms.
It was fun.
I know. It felt good. Yeah, but those, and you've said it a million times, that there's comics in L.A. that are delusional because of the rooms, and they become professional open micers for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been that. I'd already done.
No, you were funny. You did TV. You were funny. But those rooms in L.A. that you were working were not.
It's just that I would have probably became a different style of comedian. I wouldn't have learned to do crowd work the way that I do and all that stuff.
But. Yeah, they were easygoing rooms. They make comics, a lot of comics, delusional.
I miss those days. It's funny that we're back at delusions.
What do you mean it's funny we're back at delusions? I don't get what you're saying.
Because you're delusional. You're never wrong.
When I'm wrong, I promptly admit it. You know?
Do you?
Oh, yes. Maybe not out loud, maybe sometimes myself, but I don't make that mistake twice.
Rich, that's how we started this podcast, was that you're constantly making the same mistake over and over.
What about
the gum?
What about it?
You always put in new gum right as we start the podcast. That's not a mistake. What is that?
That's an oversight. There's a difference between a mistake and an oversight.
Man.
What?
You're good.
Thank you.
You're good at this delusion thing, never being wrong. Wow.
I've never met
anyone like that.
All right. Let me...
I could circumvent any kind of wrongdoing.
Tell me if I was wrong about this. So I was supposed to work a certain club this weekend, and...
Well, you can say the club because it's all over your
Twitter. I took it down, and I'll tell you why I took it down. I was supposed to work at a club this weekend, and there was a corona case at the club. Maybe the staff.
So what everyone had to...
The staff from the hotel. Who knows? Someone had. I didn't go deep into it. So I just posted this weekend show canceled due to...
A COVID case?
A COVID case at the hotel or club. Then another club owner calls me to, you got to take that down. If you keep it up, no one's ever going to go back to that club. Well, I mean, do you hide that from everybody?
Yeah. But also, like, why does it have to be closed? I don't get it. Does everyone in the club now have to?
No, it wasn't the person working the club. It was somebody working the hotel there.
Okay, but
couldn't they disinfect it?
Like... Well, the people that came in contact with that person might have to quarantine for a certain amount of days or something. Or why don't they have time to go get COVID tests and come back? It seems a little fishy, honestly.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in corporations or, you know, it wasn't somebody from the comedy club. Because the comedy club is just there on weekends. It was somebody from the hotel. Oh. That tilted. There.
There we go.
There we go. So then another club owner.
Do you think you want to see that?
Oh, no. Well. Oh, well. I'll fix it for the next one.
I like it. It's our brand.
What's our brand?
Terrible. Anti-quality.
That's our brand? Anti-quality?
Yeah.
So I took it down, but look, it becomes public knowledge if a place has COVID. You know, what am I going to do?
It should become public knowledge.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Oh, this weekend's canceled. People, why, what happened? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's
that's crazy that I'm going to have to get the details on that. Like, the person who called you didn't have anything to do with the club that you're working.
No, they owned another club.
Right.
Yeah, take that down. People, you know. Well, I mean, Uncle Vinny's closed, and they said, why? You know, for the weekend. I don't know. I mean, I think there's more outbreaks coming out now in this weather. I think there's...
Well, because people are getting tired, and then, you know, all these different places are saying, like, hey, you don't have to wear a mask.
They're letting their guard down.
And so people are kind of think, like, oh, well, I guess it's over. And taking, you know, there's more people getting vaccinations, so they're taking more risks and stuff.
Yeah, I said it. I don't know if you heard me. I said they're letting their guard down.
The people are letting their guard down. That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Oh, I know I said it first.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
no,
you said, I did. I said it first.
Okay, you said it. You're right. I'm wrong again.
See? There you go.
Yeah. Good. Aren't you just, let's try to be him. I'll try to be you. Go ahead, talk. Go ahead. I'll be you. And okay. I'll just divert everything.
What is divert? Like, I don't.
You don't know what a diversion is?
I do know
what a
diversion
is. Can you get your cup away from my computer? Because if it falls over, then it's $2,000 down the drain. If you keep the cup by the computer. That's why when you see the computer on my desk, it sits on 2x4. So in case something spills on the desk, it doesn't go on the computer. Okay, you know what I do?
It's on 2x4s.
Yeah, two blocks. And I put my computer on it. Okay, on top of it. So if something spills on the desk, it doesn't go into my laptop. All right, it's called being cautious. It's called being prepared.
Wow.
All right. It's called safety.
Are you being me now? No, that's not you.
Yeah, that's me. I can't be you unless you talk.
Well, I don't know what to say. I can't think of anything.
Well, I don't know what to say, but...
It is.
I don't know what to say.
I think we should record us watching The Crown, because... You discussing The Crown is just absolutely fascinating. You know nothing.
I know a lot.
Is that me? Well, that's you. You couldn't help it. That's you.
Yeah, that's me. I know a lot about The Crown.
Do you?
Yeah.
About the royal family?
Yeah.
You're constantly asking if the queen's mom is the queen.
I don't. I said,
you always say, like, why isn't he the king? It's like, because she hasn't died yet.
I never say no. I know.
I always have to explain who Camilla Parker Bowles is, right?
Nope. I know who she is.
Even in the episodes, sometimes they'll say something at the beginning, and then later I'll say something, and you'll be like, "Why? Why? How do you know that?" And I'll be like, "They just said it."
Hey, I'm sorry, folks. Bonnie is the Crown professional watcher. Oh, my God. Don't say anything during The Crown. Oh, look at those beautiful pictures of the castles. You said that already.
Yeah, but
you said that already.
You said it 100 times. You say every time they show a castle, you go, oh, my God, look at that. They all live in these things?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all rich? You're constantly saying that.
Oh, and you're constantly saying, you're constantly saying, I only watch this to get to Princess Diana. I only watch this to get to Princess Diana. Why didn't you just skip to season 4 then? Why didn't you watch 1, 2, and 3? Oh, I only watch this to get to Princess, you know, so shut up. Don't act like you say the same thing every time. Yeah, and you repeat stories 10 times more than I repeat stories.
I never do. I never repeat. I only say interesting, original tidbits. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know a few things here and there.
Yeah.
Remember when we were, like, the Princess Diana wedding, and you were like, that was 2005.
I didn't say that. What are you fucking talking about? What do you mean, 2005?
You did.
I never said it was 2005. First of all, I don't even know when the wedding was. I know when 89. She passed away. I know when she...
When? What year?
I was dating Anna. Because I remember I was dating Anna.
Oh, let's bring it back some memories.
Yes.
And what, did Anna cry?
Dump me.
Because of Princess Diana?
I don't know.
Well, what year was that?
Oh, who knows? You just said it.
No, I didn't. I don't know.
When Princess Diana died?
I said she got married in 89, I think.
Oh. Only watched season 4 for Princess Diana. I said, oh, God, you act like you live in the castle. You act like you live in fucking Buckingham Palace. Like you
work for them. Why? Because I chew with my mouth closed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I have some royal characteristics.
Yeah, please.
I want you to start curtsying to me. Can you see me?
Before I even met you, and I did it with Raina, and I did it with my older daughters, I made them kiss my ring of royalty.
That's something you should brag about, making your young daughters do that.
Yes,
they would kiss worse than what Woody Allen did.
No, it is.
Yes.
No, they would kiss the ring of royalty. I say, kiss the ring of royalty, and they would go like that and kiss the ring of royalty.
That's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? The rings were clean.
Because it's like you putting yourself on some kind of pedestal and making your children kiss your ring.
Of royalty.
Ew. Even in the royal family, that's like the disgusting that they have to like curtsy to people and call them like, even Prince Charles has to call his mom like the queen, your royal highness.
Yeah, because that's what
she is. Well, that one time he goes, mommy.
Oh, yeah. What episode was that? Season 4 of what?
Season 4, episode 2.
You think you're like, you know everything about the crown and the royal family. You barely know anything. The only reason
you know it
because in Canada, they controlled Canada for so long.
No, I don't know anything about the royal family. However, if we're watching it and I look something up and I Google it and I read it and then I read it aloud to you too, so we both know. Okay, we're both learning. You just put it out of your mind.
I'm putting you out of my mind.
It never revisits. Like, you don't have a good learning curve.
I bet you if Prince Charles shaved his beard and the next episode goes, oh, he shaved his beard, you wouldn't notice it. But you didn't notice
it. Well, he doesn't have a beard.
If he did.
He's completely clean shaven.
Whatever.
He's so mean to Princess Diana.
Oh. Who?
Prince Charles.
I know. I just wanted to hear you go, oh, you just said me, 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 me. It's listening.
Camilla, fuck her. What she did to Diana.
Well, you know, whatever. The fact that they had to put a warning before the episode.
Well, that's the thing. They put a warning, like, if you have an eating disorder, there's some depiction of eating disorder in this episode. But it's like,
They don't do that with alcohol. Every goddamn movie and show, someone's drinking.
What I'm saying is, like, they're going down a slippery slope because now it's like, there's, like, a depiction of people eating peanuts in this episode. Oh, there's somebody that doesn't like religion in this episode. Oh, there's a... it's like, at some point, like, people have, like, an amazing resilience, and we're not even utilizing that aspect of our humanity anymore. It's like, we've cut it out. And I know this sounds crazy, but I honestly think it's, like, you know, people who, they say, oh, suicides and stuff are all up. I think it's honestly because of the way that we're being so...
You're listening to Dr. Bell.
Careful with everyone. Like, nobody's developing any kind of, like...
defense mechanisms?
Grit. Yes. So then it's like when you get hit with something, you get hit hard. It's like you're not developing a backbone, you know?
That was Bonnie McFarlane.
If a baby never walks, it won't be able to, you know? You're not saving it.
in this episode.
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of analogy there. Like
in this episode, they'll be walking.
So there's going to be walking. And that's not to say that we should be mean to people, but like people should be able to take a little bit of
criticism.
That's the thing on Instagram. I always think is so crazy. People will put such crazy shit on their Instagram. And then the minute somebody disagrees with them, they're like, hater.
Yeah.
It's like, this is supposed to just be out there without any thoughtfulness to it. Just, I mean, I guess you could just scroll past, but if you're putting something out publicly, you should be like, I might get some people that don't agree with this.
Oh, that's what I say.
Although you block everyone who disagrees with
me. Not disagrees. I block people that are trolls, obnoxious, mean, unfunny. They could disagree with me. I don't block them if they disagree. But when they, I canceled this weekend because of what I said. And someone writes, then why is so-and-so there this weekend? I go, because he's funnier than me.
But like a joke?
Yeah, but it's so stupid. None of them have anything smart to say. Not none of them. A lot of them do. But to put a warning sign, there's going to be eating. We're raising or we're, a bunch of babies that
we're not letting people develop.
They're going to be
natural.
It started off with there's no winners and who cares who wins. You don't say that during the elections. Who cares who wins? You care then.
Right.
Yes, there has to be a winner and a loser in a football game or a baseball game or a chess match.
But the winners don't always have to be the same kind of winner.
No, they don't. And they could be there's good winners and there's bad winners. There's winners that,
Winner's TED Talk by Rich Voss.
Well, don't try to copy what I just did.
Well, now you were copying something that I used to do.
Yeah, well, guess what? The torch was passed.
Oh, here we go.
Look at that chest. Look at that. Upper body.
I'm lucky to have you, Richard. I'm lucky to have you.
Okay,
good Lord.
I guess we'll
What are your best qualities, would you say? Your three best qualities.
My three best qualities?
Mm-hmm. As a husband. What are your three best husbands?
As a husband?
Mm-hmm.
As a husband,
what are your three best qualities? Like, why would you want to be married to you?
Very, I don't know what order, but very responsible. Always looks out for his spouse, too. And
always looks out for his spouse in what way? Like just when people are mean to me online?
Whatever way.
If I needed something, you would help me? Without question?
Depends what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. It depends if I asked you to do something. It depends what it is.
I didn't say that was one of my best qualities. You're saying one of your best qualities is something that's not so great.
In your opinion. Don't ask me my best qualities.
You said looking out for my wife at all costs. I
didn't say at all costs. Okay. I said looking out for my wife.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry. Keep kicking the video.
Sorry. Jesus. Okay, again.
Look.
Okay. Looking out for your wife.
Yeah.
Looking out for your wife.
It's slanted.
Yeah.
Can they see it slanted when they look at it?
Yeah. What do you think? What? Of course they can.
Why? We look level.
You're insane.
Don't we look level? No,
you're
maybe not.
Completely, completely insane. Okay, I gotta go.
All right. I'll finish my better qualities.
No, do your next one. One more. You couldn't think of another one.
What?
You could only think of two.
No.
And one was like, eh.
No.
Wow.
No. And,
Why would I do it all? You could not think of a third.
I can, but listen, go to richfoss.com for all my appearances. Bonnie's book is still at Amazon. you're better than me. You know, wear your masks. And I don't know. I don't know. It's all I got. What do you? Is there anything you want to wrap this up with?
I want to hear your last best quality.
A good parent, a great parent.
So, I don't know. I wasn't going for parenting. I was going for husband.
But that a husband, that's part of being a husband, is being a good parent.
Okay, thank you.
Don't you think?
I guess that's as good as you got.
No, I don't know. I straightened a garage.
Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.